I don't have to babysit Matt Charbonneau, Detroit News, Michigan State football and basketball insider. He's pretty responsible. How you doing, Matthew?
Hey, I'm ready to come to the watch party. I mean, come on. Let's have some fun, huh?
Yeah, I thought, what would Couch, Charbonneau, Tim Stout, and Jim Comperoni be like at the table at the Michigan-Iowa watch party?
That'd be some fun. Although I got to, you know, I'm a team player. I got to help out. So I'm going to head down to Indy anyway. And,
cover the game. What a tough job, Matt. I really feel for you. Hey, the storyline away from the team you cover in Michigan State, Mel Tucker getting coach of the year today, which we'll talk about in a second. You know, the story of Harbaugh and what this team has done this year based on August expectations for both Michigan State and Michigan. We are blessed right here in this state to have the two biggest stories in college football this year.
I think that's fair. I mean, I felt like this as we've been watching it happen all year. I mean, obviously, I'm following it a little more closely to the Michigan State side. But, you know, as we kept talking about what the job Mel Tucker was doing, and each week they were exceeding what everyone thought they were going to be, I was kind of saying they're doing the same thing in Ann Arbor. I mean, most people didn't really have them winning more than maybe 6-8 games, something like that. Maybe 9 games would have been a really good year. We certainly didn't see this coming. Certainly after, you know, all the changes they made on the staff and with Jim Harbaugh's contract, all that. These are just two teams I don't think anyone was picking was going to be in the spot they were late in the season, and now Michigan with a chance to win the Big Ten and probably go to the playoffs if they do. It's really been remarkable, which leads us into, I'm sure we're going to talk about the Coach of the Year thing, which I'm not sure there's been a closer really race between these two guys. And I'm not sure if you pick one or the other, if anyone could give you a hard time for it, because they've both been pretty doggone good.
That's why I said co-coach of the year. I really, not that the media or coaches had to get together, but to me, both were deserving. And I think if you looked at each other coach's resume, Tucker versus Harbaugh, you'd say, okay, he beat Michigan. That was in East Lansing. Flip side, Tucker got blown out, embarrassed by Ohio State. Michigan beat Ohio State. Michigan then doesn't have the bad loss like State did at Purdue, where they didn't look good. And to me, it kind of evens itself out or even leans towards Harbaugh in my mind.
Yeah, I mean, and it's close, too. And when you're voting, and I was one of these guys that gets a vote, they don't give you the option to say 1A and 1B. You got to do 1, 2, and 3. And so, full disclosure, I did go with Tucker. I gave it a tiny edge in just how much they had to overhaul that team. And it's a small, small edge. I mean, everything you said, too, with Jim Harbaugh obviously beating Ohio State and being in position now to win the Big Ten, it's all valid. I could easily buy anyone saying Jim Harbaugh is the guy, too. It's just so close. I will say this, though. Both guys, I mean, what a hell of a job for both of them, to be honest. So, either guy would have been deserving of it. It was tough on that one, where you have to put one and you have to put one too. So that's the way I landed on it.
His name is Matt Charbonneau, Detroit News. He follows Michigan State football and basketball. What are your thoughts on that game, Iowa and Michigan?
I mean, I really love the way Michigan's playing. My big thing is with Iowa, I don't know how they're going to score points or score enough points to really have a chance to win this game. I love the way Michigan's defense is playing. You know, Iowa has their issues offensively. They're challenged on that side of the ball, but they've got a good enough defense that's going to keep them in just about every game they're going to play. So, you know, I'm certainly leaning towards Michigan. I think if they're running the ball the way we've seen most of the year, continue to by 10 plus points, maybe even two touchdowns. I just think they're playing with a confidence right now, and just that defense has been so good. I have a hard time seeing Iowa have enough in the tank to beat them in this one.
What bowl game for Michigan State? I know New Year's Six Bowl looks like a lock, unless there's some surprise in the college football playoff rankings tonight. What are you projecting? Where do you think Mel Tucker and the Spartans will end up, and who will they play?
I mean, I think right now the Fiesta Bowl is a pretty solid landing spot. It's looking like that's a pretty likely one. The thing about it, though, is if Iowa wins this, if they pull off the upset, or say Cincinnati loses to Houston, but more importantly, if Iowa pulls it off, that's going to probably knock Michigan State out of the New Year's Six, because you know, they're not going to go to the playoff. They'd get the Rose Bowl spot, but Michigan and Ohio State probably would also be in the New Year's Six, which would put MSU maybe Citrus Bowl, something like that, or Outback Bowl. So assuming there's no upset, it's looking like Fiesta the most likely New Year's Six bowl game, perhaps against Notre Dame if Notre Dame doesn't find their way into the playoff. Peach Bowl, I guess, is another possibility, maybe against a Wake Forest, which would be an interesting matchup with the whole Kenneth Walker connection, or maybe even Pitt, something like that. So that's the way it stands right now. If I had to make a travel plan right now, it'd probably be to Phoenix for January 1st.
Before I let go, Matt, you also follow Michigan State basketball, the ACC Big Ten Challenge. They get Louisville. Izzo and the Spartans improving. I thought Bahamas was really a proving road trip, and now they'll face Louisville. They're back in the top 25 at number 22. Your thoughts on this team right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to like a lot of things that they're doing right now. The turnovers still have to be a concern. I mean, you assume they're going to get better as Tyson Walker gets a little more comfortable in his role there at point guard. But right now, each point guard, he and A.J. Hogan, are averaging like 3 a game. I mean, it's something that has to – there's no magic fix to that one either. It's just these guys got to keep playing and work their way through it. But you got to like the way Marcus Bingham's playing. Max Christie didn't shoot the ball great down there, but, you know, he's a freshman who's defending pretty good and getting after it. Jay Nakin showed some bright spots. Malik Hall. And I like the way Gabe Brown's been consistently good each game. So there's a lot to like about Michigan State right now. They played Baylor tough for, you know, a little more than a half. But Louisville's an interesting team. Not a great offensive team, but it's going to get after you and defend you, so it's going to be a good challenge. But I think right now, with Big Ten play starting next week, if you're a Michigan State basketball fan, you got to feel pretty optimistic about how things are playing out right now.
The Aikens kid has some freaky athletic ability. I think he needs more minutes, if not starting. I agree. The point guard position, I said this early and people came at me. I said, you know, Walker and Hogger just, you know, they need to be more consistent. And that's why, you know, State was unranked. They're up to 22. They had a good run down in the Bahamas. And we'll see what happens against Louisville. Matt, safe travels wherever you're going, to East Lansing, down to the Big Ten championship football game on Saturday night with Michigan and Iowa. Always appreciate your time.
You got it, Hughes. Thanks, man.